A natural med isn't just a substance you take. It is a lifestyle that one lives to amplify their health. We don't always choose how long we will be on this planet, but we can take action on the quality of life that we wish to enjoy.
The Natural Med Podcast interviews different professionals and experts who look at improving the quality of health so they can live a more fulfilling life. Whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, or spiritually, we discover the secrets to their own journey and the small steps individuals can take on a daily basis to improve the quality of their life. Come with me as we travel, research, and discover how we can make incremental changes on a daily basis to live a more fulfilled and balanced life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Natural Med Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole, and I'm joined by co-host Josh Wright over here. And today we have a very special guest, Brandon Allen. He's pharmacist and co-owner of Community Pharmacy Off Scripture. Welcome, Brandon, to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you become a pharmacist, and what's your background? Like, what kind of led you to that journey in life?
Sure. So I grew up in rural North Carolina, and there was a big pharmacy in town, and that was kind of they serviced probably four counties around. I mean, it was huge. Big operation, busy operation. It was where my parents went when I was sick as a child, so it was, you know, prominent in our lives. And when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, my dad encouraged me to go shadow there, and I went there, and the head pharmacist, I was talking to him one day, and I said, you know, how do you like your job? You know, how do you like this? And he looks at me dead in the eye, and he says, well, it beats digging ditches. So I was like, okay, well, not exactly the answer I was looking for, but I went down that road and, you know, got out of school and went to school in South Carolina. When I got out of school, had a job opportunity out here in Texas, worked for Walgreens for about 6 months, and that was about all I could take of that nonsense.
Oh, wow.
So ended up getting recruited into a hospital job, which was interesting, got exposure there. Stayed there for about two and a half years. Then in a kind of a in-between role of being retail and hospital, because I worked for Parkland Hospital System in their outpatient department. So we were still kind of a retail pharmacy. We faced the public and everything, but it was part of the hospital system, and we still had to deal with some of that part of it. So it was kind of interesting to see both sides of it, right?
Yeah.
And then in 2017, I had an opportunity to buy a pharmacy, and that has now... I bought the pharmacy in 2017. It was S&J Scripture Street Pharmacy at that time, and now we've joined the community family, and that's what brought me to here. But some of it is serendipitous, and then some of it blind luck, I guess. So it was. It's been a little bit of a wild ride, and you know, it's interesting to be sitting here. I've been in this job for had this pharmacy for like 6 or 7 years, and I'm like, okay, like this is a little too stable. I don't know. I needed something to like rock the boat a little bit. I don't know, but anyways. So it's interesting, and it's been a fun ride, and you know, we're glad to be part of the Dent community.
That's awesome. So what makes community pharmacy, and especially your location, different from other pharmacies in the area? Because there's so many to choose from. You have Walgreens, like you mentioned. There's CVS. There's so many chains. You can even go to Walmart to get your prescriptions, but why would somebody come to a community pharmacy?
It's all about the service level. I mean, it's people walk in the door, we know them by name, you know, we know like, oh, hey, how was your kid's softball tournament? Stuff like that. Like, those are the things you get with us that you aren't going to get with anybody else. We know you. We know the customer's history, their whole life, really. I mean, they're not just customers, they're friends, they're family, you know. It's one of those things, you walk in the door, you're called by name. we know what's going on with you already, and you're going to see the same faces over and over again. You walk into these big box stores, whether you're talking about Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, or the grocery stores, whatever, you never know who's going to be the pharmacist back there. You know, it's one of those situations you walk back there and you're like, I've never seen this person a day in my life. How can I trust them?
Yeah.
Versus you walk into one of our stores and you see the same people all the time, and we don't have turnover. We don't, you know, our people aren't burned out. You know, they're going to take care of you. And so it really just comes down to the level of service. And so it's one of those things where it's, you get the level of service, but you also get a pharmacist there that knows you well enough to be able to talk to you and say, hey, have you thought about doing this with your health, with your medication, stuff like that? You know, our pharmacists are not just pill pushers. Like, we're sitting there and we're looking at people's overall health, and we're like, hey, you know, maybe we can get you off certain medications. Maybe we can give you something else to take the place of that medication. Maybe we can help you with your diet, lose a little weight, whatever the case may be, whatever that person needs, mm-hmm. we're able to meet because we know them and we're there for them. Versus you going to be in these other places, it's not like that.
Yeah, she was just talking about that earlier. Like, we used to live over by Walmart, and so it was convenient. But then you'd go in there, and there's 15 people in line, and they're just like, it's hectic, and they're crazy. And then you finally get up to the front, and they're too busy to ask any questions. And then, you know, the clerk's giving you your medications, and they're like, do you need to speak to the pharmacist? And you're like, well, yeah, I'd like to. I had questions. And then they're like, okay, it'll be a minute. And then you're like sitting there waiting, and it's just a madhouse versus somewhere where they know your name and can you know, answer your questions. I mean, that's huge.
I mean, literally my location, I'm about, you know, from me to you, from the customer when they check out. So if I overhear, like, oh, hey, they got questions, or they'll even ask the technician or the clerk sometimes a question, and it's, you know, not in their scope. So I can walk right around there and talk to them. I'm right there. You know, I'm not cordoned off somewhere. I'm not, you know, withheld from the public. You know, so, you know, I'm right there. I'm able to address those questions up front. And yeah, I mean, to the weights, right? So, I mean, you go into a Walmart or into a CVS or something, you're lucky if they tell you it's going to be 3 hours, right?
Yeah.
You know, or if it's not going to be 3 days. So, you know, our wait times typically are much shorter. And even if we do have to order stuff, if something's not available, it's the next business day. It's not, you know, 3 days down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's a lot of things that set us apart, but I feel like that's the main thing, right?
Yeah, and you were talking about encouraging your clients to kind of maybe look at their own health and their own lifestyle.
Yeah.
And you do, don't you all do a lot of programs?
Yeah, so I mean, in the last couple of years, we've launched a weight loss program that is very structured, very rigid, you know. Me personally, if it was me, I wouldn't do it. But some people need that rigidity, that really tight program to be able to kind of get over the hump and start losing some weight. You know, a lot of times willpower is not enough for people, right? So that program, the Ideal Protein program, gives people that structure and that they need in order to maintain a healthy weight. You know, so many people in this country are, you know, struggling with their weight and needing to live a healthier life, but it really kind of starts with their weight, right? Like, it's like, okay, you got high blood pressure, you got high cholesterol, you got thyroid issues, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. And it's like, you're also 300 pounds. It's like, if you were, you know, like, you know, I struggle with my weight sometimes, and, you know, I've gotten up to 260, 265. Well, guess what? My blood pressure goes up too. Mm-hmm. But if I stay more around 200, 225, then got good blood. My blood pressure is good. My blood, you know, blood work looks good. Cholesterol, everything looks good. So, you know, we start there. We also have programs to help with men's health problems, hormone issues with women as they reach perimenopause and menopause. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just have multiple ways of helping people. And in the next couple of months, we're actually going to have our first diabetes self-education program.
Oh, wow.
Self-management education program.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so this is a program that's paid for by many insurances. People have the opportunity to get this education for free or at very low cost to them. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get multiple sessions with one of our pharmacists to discuss how do they manage their diabetes. Obviously, part of that is lifestyle, right? Mm-hmm. How do you exercise? How do you eat correctly? All that kind of stuff. But also, how do you check your blood pressure? How do you make sure your blood sugar doesn't go too low? Those sort of things. So we have programs for all kinds of people.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's so important too, like you said, because with weight, that just leads to so many different problems, not just high blood pressure, right, but, you know, other problems with your heart and different things like that.
You know, heart, diabetes, even people's, you know, cognitive function gets mm-hmm. better when they lose weight because their mitochondria are working better and stuff like that. So it's all linked together, right?
Yeah.
You know, health is not this like compartmentalized program that we've suddenly made in the Western culture and in particular in America. It's like, oh, you got a heart problem? Go to a cardiologist. No, hold on, time out. Maybe you do need a cardiologist. Maybe you don't. Maybe you need to sit here and look at your overall health and get it better. And then if you still got a heart problem, then we'll send you to the cardiologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's too many times we just jump the gun into these specialists and into all these different things when really it just comes down to taking care of yourself mm-hmm. and making sure your overall health is in better shape. Yeah. And then you still might need those things. But, you know, let's take it kind of one step at a time and make sure we get the, you know, order of operations correct.
Yeah.
Now, when y'all do like this ideal protein program and weight loss programs, do y'all have also like personal trainers, or do y'all partner with someone for that? Like, if someone's asking, like, well, you know, should I do an exercise routine? Do y'all?
I feel like I need a notepad right now because we do not. But that is a great idea.
So, we know several personal trainers.
So. Yeah.
Jake is the first one that pops in my mind, but he's been on this podcast and uh-huh. he's local in the area and stuff.
And Michelle Genesis too. So yeah,
I think that would be really good. That'd be great. So we'll have to talk about that off the air.
Yeah.
But what I think that'd be a great addition to the program yeah. because, you know, I think the Ideal Protein Program focuses solely on nutrition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we have any personal trainer recommendations that we have. So that would be great.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we'll definitely hook you up with that afterwards.
Definitely. A little shout out to them.
Right?
Yeah. But yeah, and sometimes too, it's kind of overwhelming if you're wanting to get your health on track and make yeah. changes. Sometimes it's good to take those little baby steps and, okay, let's focus on changing your diet, and then maybe we'll add in, you know, working out or just walking every day.
Exactly. That's the thing too, is like we get patients coming in, customers coming in, that are so overwhelmed by the system, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, you work in it, I work in it. Like, we all have seen what this thing is, and we yeah. know it's a cluster,
yeah.
you know, but we kind of know how to navigate it, right? So many people have no idea, and they just get pushed around by the system. They have yeah. nowhere. And that's another thing with coming to a pharmacy like ours, you get somebody to help you navigate that stuff, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, we're not labeled as patient navigators or anything like that, but, you know, we know the healthcare system. We know, you know, hey, you know, you need to follow up on this. Oh, I still haven't heard from my doctor on X, Y, and Z. It's like, you need to call them and follow up on it. You know, we can kind of encourage them and push them down the right pathways. But, yeah, I mean, too many people come in. They're overwhelmed by it, by the system, by their overall health. They have no idea where to start. So they come in, and we're able to provide them with that jumping off point of saying, hey, you know, let's start here for you. You know, we kind of help guide them in
yeah.
that.
And that's good. And you have that relationship with your patients, and which is huge, because then they can trust you and they can know that, you know, what you're recommending is good for them. Because, yeah, it is overwhelming, especially if you have a new diagnosis and you're like, okay, what do I do now? And I need to eat better and I need mm-hmm. to be exercising and
well, that's a big reason we jumped into the diabetes education, was because that was the one we saw people, man, you could tell when they came in with that diagnosis for the first time, they were totally, you know, snowed. Mm-hmm. They had no idea what was going on. They looked like they got hit by a truck. And they're just like, I don't know what to do with this.
Yeah.
Or they're on the other end of the spectrum. They're just like, I got diagnosed with diabetes. It's like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Let's slow down a yeah. little bit.
It is.
So, you know, it's one of those things where we saw a need there and we were like, oh, like, we need to jump on this because we have too many people coming in here that they're getting diagnosed with diabetes and either they have no idea where to go or where to start mm-hmm. because the doctors don't have time to talk to them about it. Unfortunately, I wish they really did. Or they're on the opposite end of the spectrum. They're not taking it seriously enough. Mm-hmm. So we can offer this resource to them that comes to them at no charge. So the barrier to get them in is much lower. And so it's just one of those things where it was like a perfect fit. It's like, okay, this is obvious. We need to do this.
Yeah. And it's huge. I mean, I worked in the ER for 4 years. I've seen many people die from DKA. And, you know, uncontrolled.
Or how many people have you seen, lose limbs, you know.
Have
to start dialysis because your kidney shut down, whatever the case may be.
You know, I know what DK means, but there's probably people that don't.
Dumb it down.
Sorry. So diabetic ketoacidosis. So that's when your blood sugar goes very high, and it can actually change the pH of your blood, and it can cause other issues.
Yeah.
And so it's very bad.
It is.
And it can ultimately kill you. And then just having uncontrolled diabetes and high blood sugar for your whole life can cause kidney issues, blindness. You know, you can lose toes, limbs. Yep. It's pretty serious.
So. It is. So, you know, you want people to take it seriously, and then the ones that do take it seriously, they're scared out of their minds because they don't know what to do, but they had an uncle that, you know, had below-the-knee amputation or whatever the case may be. So they've heard horror stories, but they have no idea what to do. Yeah. So it's like, you know, at that point, those patients are... They realize the seriousness of the situation, but they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're glad that we can provide that for them. But, you know, it's just one of those things that it's just another opportunity for us to, you know, provide value in a person's life.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Are you tired of feeling sore and stiff after a hard workout? Do you struggle with chronic muscle pain and inflammation? If so, Lone Star Naturals CBD Muscle Cream is here to help. Our specially formulated cream contains a powerful blend of CBD and other natural ingredients that work together to provide fast-acting, targeted relief for sore muscles and joints. Simply rub the cream into your skin and let it go to work, helping to reduce inflammation, improve circulation, and provide a soothing, cooling sensation that lasts for hours. But that's not all. Our muscle cream is also made with all-natural, plant-based ingredients, making it safe and gentle for even the most sensitive skin. So why wait? Try Lone Star Natural CBD Muscle Cream today and experience the relief you deserve.
And tell me about quality. What do y'all do, you know, with quality and how it relates to your pharmacy and being a trusted source?
Right. And so, I mean, obviously the prescription drugs that we dispense have to go through FDA standards and all this kind of stuff, but people don't realize is that the supplements, the over-the-counter products, the CBD products, all that stuff, it's the Wild West, man.
Yeah.
There are very little regulations on this stuff. There are very little checks and balances out there for it. So we do the homework to make sure that we have quality products in there. Mm-hmm. And so we want to make sure that we're working with reputable brands like Lone Star Naturals or another brand that we carry is Ananda Professional. You know, we work with brands that we know we can trust that have certificates of analysis behind them for CBD products, or at least on the supplement side, have been independently verified. Mm-hmm. That's where going to a pharmacy or a trusted source where a healthcare professional is involved can really make a big difference for your overall health. Not only do we sit there and we help navigate, but anything that we recommend, we vetted ourselves. Shoot, half of what's in my store, I've taken myself. You know, I'm the guinea pig, right? So, before I put a supplement on the shelf or I put a CBD product on the shelf, I want to try it. Mm-hmm. I want to know what my patients are going to feel, what they're going to go through. You know, is it going to help? Is it not? You know, and just because it does or does not help me doesn't mean that I can't verify, you know, whether it's a quality product or not. So, anyways, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, I'm a guinea pig for this stuff.
Yeah. No, that's good, and that's what we, when we started this business, we wanted to have quality products and know that all of our products have third-party lab testing, they're from a good source, and it's huge because you can just go on the internet or on Amazon or a gas station and get CBD or supplements, and you're like, well, I think this is what it is, but it's like, do you really know? And what you're taking, yes, it may be labeled correctly, but is that what you actually need?
Right.
Or is it just, you know, are you flushing it out, you know?
Yeah, and so I think that brings up, I think that brings up two very good points. Is one, you need stuff that's been independently verified. And if a supplier can't provide you with that, you don't need to be working with them. Yeah. You don't need to be taking their products. And then two is the product right for you? Is that something you should even be taking?
Yeah.
You know, we've seen this in the world of CBD of where, you know, when it kind of first came out, it was like, oh, there's CBD. Mm-hmm. Well, now there's all kinds of cannabinoids out there, and we're starting to learn more about the endocannabinoid system, and we're starting to learn more about, what these different compounds do, what these different cannabinoids do in the body. So it's gotten a lot more sophisticated, mm-hmm. which is great, but yeah. it also requires a level of education and a level of knowledge that most people don't possess.
Yeah.
So you got to have somebody you can trust. And don't believe all the marketing hype, because like I said, it's Wild West. They can claim anything they want to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And just like, I'm sure you have this too, this advantage. Our customers, when they come in, we can educate them and we can talk to them about our products and, what's good to take. Versus if they were to just go off the internet and get something or, go to a huge busy pharmacy, they're not going to get that quality education
right.
and that one-on-one time with the pharmacist or with one of our employees. So
exactly.
it's huge.
And you're lucky if the person you're interacting with has been given a pamphlet on the product, much less some kind of rigorous education on it. We have every one of our employees go through a CBD university, which it takes them about a day mm-hmm. of straight studying to be able to get through this thing. Because we want to make sure that they're educated and that they know how to make a proper recommendation mm-hmm. And to speak knowledgeably about the product. We want to make sure that we're selling a product that is, one, a quality product, but also going to help the patient. Because mm-hmm. if not, then we haven't done our job.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those things that you go on the internet and you get all these flashy ads and all this kind of stuff, and it's all great. It all it all works, right? Marketing works, but at the same time, do you know what you're really getting, and is that product right for you? And I think that's the scary part about it right now. And unfortunately, the quality products aren't always the cheapest.
Yeah.
And so people will go out there and they buy what they see on Amazon or on, in a box store somewhere, and they're like, oh, well, this one's only, $29.99 versus the one that the pharmacist was trying to send me was, it was $60 or it was $100 or whatever the case may be. But you know what you're going to get. We know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And, we know that you're getting a product that's going to be suited to your needs, the discussion always needs to revolve around what is the patient trying to do? What's their goal? Is it to sleep better? Because that's one product.
Yeah.
Is it to help with pain and inflammation and arthritis? Well, that's another product. Mm-hmm. there's no one size fits all for this. Whether you're talking about CBD, supplements, any of it, there's no one size fits all. It's all about tailoring a program and tailoring products to individual needs. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have somebody that's educated and knows about the products, they can't do that. And they can't do that for you online either. You can sit there and take all the quizzes and stuff like that you want, but really, it can't really know you like a person can. Mm-hmm. So they come into your store, they come into my store, and they're helped with one of our knowledgeable employees or us, it's a different ballgame. It's a prescription. It is tailored to them. Ms. Smith, this is going to help you do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
Based on what our conversation we just said. So yeah, I think that, it's scary how available this stuff is and how much snake oil there is out there.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that, we're constantly working in our practice to help people understand that. But it's an uphill battle, and it's hard for some people to wrap their minds around, too.
Yeah, I actually encouraged her to start a free consultation thing, because I just felt like so many people had more questions than they were, getting answered.
Yeah.
And she was saying y'all are doing some kind of CBD education thing as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're really excited because on May 27th, so just in a few weeks, we have a free education event. It's going to be at the Emily Fowler Library, right by side downtown. It's going to be our pharmacist, Monica Nazempour. She's a big proponent of CBD products. It's kind of been her passion in there. to do it. And so I recruited her to put together this presentation. But we're going to start with the basics. We're going to start with what CBD is, what it can be used for, how to take it safely, and how to find quality products. That's what we're going to start with. And the idea here is, like, we're going to put this education together, and then we will help the community in that aspect, and then we'll start getting into more specifics. So maybe the next one we do is, you know, anxiety-related or sleep-related or pain-related or whatever the case may be. Whatever we hear from our customers, you know, resonates the best. Who can we help the most with that? Yeah. So we'll kind of get into more specifics then. But, yeah, I mean, we're really excited about this program that's coming up. It's going to be free to the public. We're not going to charge anything for it. We're working with you guys here at Lone Star Naturals. We're working with Ananda Professional to get some sample products in there so that people can actually try the quality products that we carry. Because we feel like it's important for them to try it and see if it's going to work for them. You know, they can't always tell off a sample if it's going to work or not, but they'll know how kind of how it makes them feel. And, you know, the sleep thing's awesome because you engage it immediately, right?
Oh, yeah.
First time you take it, you sleep like a baby. And so you wake up and you're like, oh, that was amazing.
Yes.
But it's going to be about a 45-minute presentation with a chance to ask questions. We're going to have the samples, but we're also going to provide a free follow-up consultation if they would like to have a one-on-one conversation with Monica.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So we're really excited about this. I think it's going to go over well. We've already gotten several people registered for it. We are asking people to pre-register for it so we make sure we have enough samples and that we have you know, people accommodated for. We can accommodate about 50 people, give or take. You know, our goal is to get, you know, maybe 30 or so there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and
that's
we're getting so there too, exciting. Which is nice. And we've still got 3 weeks left, and I feel like a lot of people probably aren't registering just yet because it's been a ways off. We've been marketing it for about 3 weeks. You know?
That's awesome. That's really good.
Yeah. And we're pretty excited about that one. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. So what is, like, one tip you would give our audience to kind of, like, something they can do every day to kind of improve their overall health?
Like, oh, you're going to put me on the spot. All right.
Either with their diet.
Get one thing.
You can pick several. Does three narrow it down?
Not really, but I'll try. I am a big, big proponent of getting quality sleep.
Okay.
Here's the reason why. These lights that we're under right now, messing with your circadian rhythm. The screens that we stare at all day. I'm terrible. I'm on my phone all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's usually work-related, usually. Sometimes it's ESPN, sometimes it's Facebook. But anyways, my wife would be sitting, you've been on your phone a lot today. And so she kind of keeps me in check a little bit. But, you know, all those things can impact our sleep. So I think the biggest thing I would take away is make sure you're getting quality sleep. Mm-hmm. Track it if you can. Yeah. I think those are great. There's great apps out there. I really like the Sleep Space app. I want an Oura Ring so bad, and my wife's like, we are not spending that money. But I'm a tech head, too. You know, I like all that technology. I like all the bio-tracking and stuff like that. But, you know, track your sleep if you can so you can see, oh, dang, I'm waking up, you know, 6-7 times at night. I'm only getting into deep sleep for an hour each night or 30 minutes each night, or maybe I don't get there at all.
Yeah.
If you're waking up in the morning still tired, you don't feel refreshed, or by 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're just dog tired, you probably need to look at your sleep and make sure you're getting good quality sleep. And I think, because here's my thing, is like people tell you, oh, you need to work out. Well, if I wasn't so tired all the time, I probably would work out. Or, you know, oh, you need to eat healthy. Well, that donut looks pretty good when I didn't get a good night's sleep versus when I've slept good. I can pass on that donut.
Yeah.
But so willpower comes in there, your ability to get, having the energy to go work out and stuff like that, all that stuff gets better the more energy you have. Mm-hmm. So I'm all about removing those roadblocks first, you know, so making sure you're getting good quality sleep. And there's plenty of ways to do that. You know, this is where I can't narrow it down to one, but controlling the light that your eyes see throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I didn't nerd out. I was going to. But I typically wear blue light blocking glasses when I'm inside.
Have made fun of you. We thought it was cool.
All right, cool. And then, like, at night, about an hour or two before I go to bed, I put on red blue blocking lights glasses. And my My four-year-old now has a pair of them too.
Aw, nice.
She wears them everywhere, which is fine. But, you know, controlling the light exposure throughout the day, you know, when it gets closer to bedtime, making sure that you're turning your lights down in your house, mm-hmm. you know, go from an overhead light to a lamp, mm-hmm. you know, some stuff like that. Yeah, it's still going to be some blue light. It's still going to be stimulating to your brain, but it's going to be better, right? Mm-hmm. Not eating right before bed. There's a couple reasons for that. When your body is starting to secrete melatonin, which is the sleep hormone, mm-hmm. You also become slightly insulin resistant. Mm-hmm. So if you eat right before bed, it doesn't matter what you eat, you're not going to have the same insulin response that you would earlier in the day. So people eating right before bed can lead to weight gain, but it can also mess with their sleep. They won't sleep as well. If they were to get a tracker and track their sleep, they're going to see it on there. Yeah. They're going to see that they're not sleeping as well. So not eating right before bed, and then there are supplements that you can take too. I think a good place to start is just a little bit of melatonin. I'm talking about like a half a milligram. Mm-hmm. Just start there and be consistent about when you take it and when you go to bed. Sleep, your sleep-wake cycle is all about routine. Mm-hmm. It's all about being consistent. So even if, you know, hey, I don't have anything to do Saturday morning. I have kids. That never happens to me. But if you're a person that has that ability, you know, even if you don't have anything to do on a Saturday morning, wake up at the same time. I get up at 5 a.m. every day. I do it during the week because I like to have a little quiet time before the kids and my wife get up and whatnot. So I get up at 5 a.m. every day, but I get up at 5 a.m. 7 days a week. Because I've trained my brain now to about 7:30, you can tell. My brain starts winding down. Mm-hmm. I've trained it now. All right, 9 o'clock is bedtime. So I sleep from 9 to 5. I get up at 5 o'clock, have my little quiet time, do my journaling, all that kind of stuff, all my meditative practice, all that kind of stuff. But it's all about training and getting your body regulated to that. I think just focusing on the sleep and making sure you're getting quality sleep and protect it.
Yeah.
Protect it like nobody's business. Your friends ask you to go out, think twice before you say yes. You know, maybe it's not great. Alcohol is another thing that can mess with your sleep. You will not get into deep sleep if you've had two or three drinks. Yeah. You just won't. Even one, I can tell, a difference.
Yeah.
So there's lots more out there that I could kind of narrow it down to. But just, staying consistent, not eating before bed, controlling your light, and then controlling what you put in your mouth prior to bedtime. Yeah. So those are just kind of some of the things that people can do to help improve their sleep. And I think what people will find is as they improve their sleep, the other stuff suddenly becomes easier.
Yeah.
It becomes easier to work out. It becomes easier to eat healthy. It becomes easier to do all these different things because suddenly you got a little more energy, and then you'll find it starts kind of snowballing, right?
Yeah.
It starts building on itself, it's one of those things that there are lots of ways out there to improve your health. But it's all order of operations again. It's like let's do the things that are most impactful first. If people want to say, oh well, I love the I get people asking about Prevagen or other supplements that help their brains, mm-hmm. right? It's like you probably should stop eating that sugar before you worry about taking paying big money for a supplement to help your brain.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Your brain's going to work better when you aren't consuming all that sugar. Mm-hmm. So it's just order of operations. Let's get the easy stuff done first and the things that are going to create the biggest change. Then we can start working on those things that kind of fine tune and kind of work towards a bigger goal, right?
Yeah.
Whether that's getting stronger, controlling stress, or, having a better brain or whatever the case may be. Let's do the things that are going to create that big impact first.
Yeah. I like it. That's good. That's very, very important too. And it's, with my industry, it's really hard being in EMS because we work 24-hour shifts and,
yeah.
Some nights we're up all night transporting patients, but yeah. That's a huge priority when I do get off shift is if I have been up all night, I'm going to sleep. That's the first thing I'm going to do or try to do.
Yeah. And you got to get back into your rhythm too, yeah. Right? Because you probably work, a day or two on and then you're off for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And that's just, unfortunately, that's just part of your job. And yeah. When you're working at the ER too, I'm sure you work some crazy shifts, whether it be overnight or whatnot. My wife's in the nursing field too. And she worked overnights, in the ICU for years.
Yeah.
And, it, it really can mess with your circadian rhythm, and it's rough on the body.
It is very rough.
Takes years off your life.
It does. I mean, literally, there's you know, studies out there that show that it does take years off your life. It's really unfortunate, but you know, unfortunately, those are things that we do need people to do.
Yeah, we're very grateful for people who work overnights.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the healthcare professionals, the first responders, everybody. We're incredibly grateful for what they do, but at the same time, they're sacrificing a lot, and people don't even realize how much they're sacrificing.
Yeah, it definitely does. Yeah, no, sleep is very important.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something that we've worked with people or encouraged people to try CBD for a lot.
Yeah,
is because we've seen people. Even my dad, and he's like, am I allowed to cuss on this?
Yeah.
He's a hard ass. Yeah. He doesn't try anything. You know, he's like, I'll deal with it. I'll deal with it. You know? Yeah. So anyways, he said, I told him, I was like, he was having back pain. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Dad, why don't you just try it?
Yeah.
Try CBD. I sent him a you know, a trial pack, and he took it a couple of times. And I was like, okay, is it helping? Is it doing anything? And he was like, I haven't noticed any difference with the pain yet. But he's like, I slept the best I have in 40 years.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So, you know.
That's good.
And he ended up not taking it because he got a DOT job. So, anyways. there were some reasons why he discontinued taking it. But the sleep thing was the first thing he noticed with
it. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
And, you know, this is coming from a guy that, you know, is a little bit hard to please.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it's one of those things that, like, there's so many ways to hack your sleep. Mm-hmm. And I think, in my personal opinion, that sleep is maybe the most important thing for you to work on immediately.
Yeah, to focus on.
And then everything else becomes a little bit easier.
Love that.
That's great. Well, tell us more about where we can find you. Where's your location now, and where else can we find you, like online and stuff like that?
All right. So if you want to see me, you have to come to the Community Pharmacy on Scripture Street, which is just north of UNC campus there. A lot of people know where Mr. Chopsticks is. Everybody loves some good Chinese food.
Yes.
Anyways, we are. We also have three other locations, Community Pharmacy. We have a Flower Mound location, a Corinth location, and then we have a location down near Geyer High School in Teasley. Mm-hmm. If they want to find us online, the website's communitypharmacy.com. If you want to find my location on Instagram and Facebook, it's Community RX Scripture, street name, and they can find us on there. I post all the time about, you know, biohacking stuff and CBD and all kinds of off the wall things. So they can find us on there. And then, just reach out to me through one of the social media platforms or anything like that. If anybody wanted to discuss things further, if they wanted to learn more about hacking their sleep or, you know, I take a passion towards men's health and stuff like that. So happy to, you know, connect with people on that too.
That's awesome. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it. See y'all next time.